Was a big hit around the United States at the major cities, New York, Boston, D.C., Miami, Chicago, L.A. It got to be a number one dance record, and it was Chrysalis, the label I was on. They weren't sure how to promote the record, and to see people enjoy your music, I It's a great, great treat.
Well, you must come over, Len, to Peterborough, because at weddings and parties, they play your music, and it's still played in clubs and fondly remembered. What do you remember about writing it? Do you remember the moment that the song came to you?
Yeah. It wasn't a happy moment, I can tell you that, unfortunately. I had been married, and unfortunately my marriage was ending, and I didn't want it to end. And, you love won't be denied. You hope that somehow or other, you know, if I wrote this song, maybe my then wife would hear it and, come back. Our marriage would heal itself. I mean, I know it's a little personal, but yeah, I do remember it, and that's the reason for it, that love won't be denied, you know? And
forgive me, as you've mentioned that, let me ask the question. It's obviously an uncomfortable and difficult time for you, but did your former partner, did your wife hear the song?
Oh, I really don't know. As I said, unfortunately, it was unraveling. I hope she had heard it. But, you know, I reached out, and you're right. You think if after all these years, it still tugs at you. Yeah.
You know, it's a funny thing. I work for the BBC, and when somebody mentioned your song to me, and I didn't know it, and I thought, well, and they said, have you got a copy of it? And I said, well, no, I haven't. But because I work for the BBC, we have, here in the BBC in England, the world's largest collection of music. So I said, don't worry about it. I'll be able to find it. And everything's been digitalized, and I'll be able to get a copy. And they said, you won't. I said, no, I will. I will. With the BBC, it's the biggest in the world. Well, and I couldn't find it. And there are copies of your record exchanging for a lot of money in our part of the world. You should release it again, my friend.
Gerald, it would be great to, but unfortunately, Chrysalis spun out, and I don't know. The record label no longer exists, and I don't know who would own the masters. I know the publishing is with BMG, but I don't know who owns the masters. Believe me, I would love to see it come out again myself, but those things I just don't control.
What are you doing in music now? Because you're still producing, aren't you?
I am still producing music, yeah. Basically, we end up in a lot of movies. So that's what we're doing, still creating music for use in reality TV.
You know, Len, there's a great movie waiting to be made about this record that's a phenomenon in a tiny, well, not a tiny, it's a city in England now. It's not a tiny market town anymore. This record that's become a phenomenon, and no one knew anything about the artist. And for years and years and years, it got played at weddings and parties, and we discovered who he was, and his name was Len Boone. What a great movie. It'd be a great movie.
Oh God! See, you humble me. I mean, I have no response for that. I mean, again, I can't thank you enough for reaching out and giving me an opportunity to relive through you and your comments, Love Won't Be Denied. I'm really humbled by it, and the people of Petersborough.
That's close. Peterborough. And you must get that right.
Peterborough.
It's Peterborough.
You know, thank the people of Peterborough for loving Love Won't Be Denied. And remember, love won't be denied as long as there's a spark inside. It will never die.